Das Trio dort hat schon vor ein paar Jahren wirklich für sehr viel Aufruhr gesorgt. Jetzt ist das zweite Album draußen, das heißt Not to Disappear. Und mit dem sind Daughta auf Tour. Und deswegen sitze ich jetzt hier mit der Sängerin Elena. Hi, Elena.
Hello.
With your first album, If You Leave, it seemed to me very teenage angsty-ish. And with your second album, Not to Disappear, where are Daughta now? Is it maybe an adolescent stage by now or grown up? How do you feel?
It's kind of, I guess, anytime you write, like go into writing the first album, you have songs that are much older in terms of, I think that the song Youth was written when I was 20, but it's actually about a time when I was in school. And so it was reflecting on that time. And I think that obviously there's a lot of songs that have been gathered up through lots of years, whereas I feel like this album is really a snapshot of the time between the first album coming out and now, which is 3 years. I guess with the first album, I was thinking a lot about themes that were centered around the way that a relationship breaks down. And I think with this album, there's a lot more reflecting outside of myself. Yeah, I think it's a lot more mature.
Is that maybe why it sounds so much stronger? Because you actually have sentences like, let me quote that, I wrote it down actually. There's only been one time where we fucked and I felt like a bad memory. This really works the image of you being really strong, very blunt and also very, very honest. Is that something you just couldn't have done before just because we were younger?
I think so. Maybe I could have before. I felt like my writing really changed in terms of it. I feel like when we went into making this record, it just things were coming out a lot more bluntly and a lot more straightforward. And it is, I think, a lot more conversational than it is poetic. Whereas the first album, I think, was very, lots of things were images or metaphors for something else. So a lot of people were trees and a lot of, you know, things like that. Whereas now I think it's just really quite straightforward, which, I mean, it wasn't really a conscious decision. It just was the way that things were coming out and the way that I was writing. So, yeah.
But did you then basically surprise yourself while writing?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, things would come out and, you know, I would think, oh, that's, maybe that's too much information. Or, oh, that just fell out of my brain. Is that, but yeah, I think that one. And there's, you know, there's others which, even in the first album, you know, there was a couple of songs which were potentially hurtful to others, which, you know, is something I never want to do. And I think obviously my songs, my writing's very personal, and so it's about people, and if they are aware that it's about them, then I think it could hurt them.
I think that is something that also some female writers at the moment do, Lena Dunham, for example, or Miranda July.
Even in terms of even in songwriting, the songs that I love the most are maybe the ones that I feel you can hear the truth behind it. I'm very glad that there is also kind of other writers in a level that are, you know, being honest and about their feelings, and whether or not sometimes those feelings and sometimes those opinions can put you in like a state where you don't come across well. I think that's the thing. Like, I've never written to be likable, or I've never written to be the hero, but also trying not to be the victim is a hard thing too, because you do, when you always, you know, if you break up with someone, it's kind of like, ah, poor me. But I feel like you kind of have to try and see both sides of it and kind of explain, you know, what's going on in your head. And it's yeah, I think it's a very interesting thing, and I'm really glad when I, especially people being honest about sadness as well, for me is like a really big thing.
I have heard that there's one song that is actually about your grandmother, yeah, and about her dementia. That's a topic that usually is not really discussed in society.
It's been a long time, but a kind of slow decline, but still it's, you can see it happening. And I think quite recently it's become, maybe it, you know, her memory has declined to such an extent that it's affecting my mother quite heavily as well. I think that, you know, to think that your mother does know who you are, but that you have to kind of explain that a lot. It's just trying to explain something to somebody who obviously has no concept of that, has no concept of how old she is. I think she sort of sometimes believes that she's in her 30s and she's in her 80s, and maybe it is a subject that people really talk about, or even that people really write songs about. But it feels like even talking to friends and even people that come to the show and saying, oh, you know, my grandfather or grandmother has this, and or even my mother or father has this, and it's something that, you know, it's such a tragic. The best thing I think that you can do is to kind of play along sometimes my grandmother will talk about her mother, for instance, and say, oh, I'm going to go home now and see my mother. And, you know, to deny that and to keep reminding her that her mother's dead is kind of like, is making somebody grieve repeatedly every day, is that the best thing? Or is it to actually say, oh, okay, we'll go in 10 minutes. And then by that point, she will have forgotten that that's even a thing she thought of.
And it also shows here that there is, in a very weird way, a different reality to life. There is this totally different point of view, not really matching with anything else the majority of society around you thinks that's real.
Yeah, totally. And also this very, I mean, she obviously lives in a very present state, so everything is now, or, you know, and that is something that's actually, because she's so happy. That's the thing that I really love about it, is that she'll be around and we're having dinner, and maybe there are some things in life, some memories that are quite painful. So if you don't have those following and haunting you, that's kind of like, maybe that's a good thing sometimes. But yeah, I think just externally, it's quite a sad thing to see someone going through.
As you're talking about your grandmother, who obviously your mother is the daughter of your grandmother. So it's all quite a lineage thing. And what I find very fascinating about your latest album, Not to Disappear, is that you seem to dig really, really deep and also think about what makes us human and what doesn't. Is that something you deal with very often, or is it something that you just, I don't know, came to your mind within the last months?
I feel like it's maybe just come to my mind, yeah, in the past few years. I feel like as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm thinking more. I mean, I'm not that old, but I feel like I'm thinking more about, yeah, human issues. And maybe it does have something to do with my grandmother. Maybe that's all kind of spurred that on. I try not to kind of overthink when I write. I try and just let my brain, because it's very sporadic. I feel like I'm a very disorganized writer, and I kind of go around hoovering up all these things and like storing them in, and then as soon as they make sense, they'll just fall out at some point. But yeah, I think that kind of idea of the between like humans and machines, and how, like, you know, we rely so much on machinery now, like technology now, and it's kind of like there's an emotional side and there's a technological side, and it's kind of, yeah, it's interesting.
Are you into cyborgs and all that? Because I really think that cyborgs at the moment are quite the thing where you really have to distinguish and think about what makes us human and what doesn't, and what can machines do, and what's the future, really.
I mean, I loved Ex Machina. And it's kind of like that scary thought of, wow, that could totally be our future. So basically, it's a film where I guess the I don't want to give too much away, but the main idea is to, it's like this weird game where you have to be totally convinced that the machine has original thought. It's kind of like just deciding whether actually that does that machine have an original thought, or is it that what's going on? And it's very, very interesting. But it is an interesting concept, because I feel like we rely more and more on technology in daily life. Sometimes it is nice to kind of just remember that, you know, all of that gooey stuff inside you, like your heart and your lungs, and that in itself is like incredible machinery, and that, like, you know, it's like the human side of things as well is incredible. So yeah,
it was so lovely to talk to you. Thank you so very much for your time.
No, thank you, so nice to chat. Thanks.